Hey, recordings buddies. I'm doing something a little different today. I'm still practicing songs for the people who want to hear me sing. That's coming. I love to sing. But I've said on a couple of people's audios, you know, it's come up again and again because I never learned to play an instrument. I did pound around on my mom's piano way back in the day, and she was going to teach me because she is an excellent piano player. But we had to sell it when we moved, and they bought me a little electronic keyboard, but I never really stuck with it. I actually mostly just used it to help me practice my parts when I was learning things in choir in junior high and high school, and then I didn't take it to college with me, so completely out of practice. But I keep saying over and over again, I wish I had learned an instrument, I wish I had learned an instrument. Well, I decided I was going to become a percussionist, I guess. I started looking up stuff online for homemade percussion instruments because I don't want to invest, I don't have room to invest in a drum kit. I was just like, let's start with something really simple that will cost me zero money. So I dug through my craft supplies and I have a whole bunch of narrow plastic cylinders with caps that beads came in once upon a time, because I have a box full of beads. So I filled them with things and I made shakers. That looks weird on Audacity. I wonder how loud that's going to be. So this is one of them. I have seven. This is steel cut oats, because I started filling them in my kitchen. I actually made one with rice, but I didn't like the way it sounded. I liked the softer sound of the oats better. So that's one of them. And then unpopped popcorn. So that's number two. Number three, I think, is actually my favorite. And it's seed beads. Because like I said, I have a lot of beads. But I wanted to see how they all sounded. And then I was like, and I want to talk. So let's do this. Number four is perler beads or hama beads, whichever one you call them. Those sound very plasticky. And I'm wondering how any of this is going to sound when I sing with it, but I've been practicing. So my next thing will not be a cappella. Hopefully it will be accompanied by myself playing some sort of shaken instrument. This one is another bead that has a slightly different sound. I don't really know how to describe these beads. They're kind of odd shaped, but they're plastic, so also plasticky. I have a new material. I actually have something made of metal, so this is going to sound a lot different. I have metal rivets. And then the last one, which sounds very strange, I sorted through my button box, because of course I have a box full of buttons, because I have all sorts of random crafting stuff, because that's what I do. I have tiny buttons. But they are definitely the loudest and the clankiest because they're the biggest objects. If I can find some larger things to make shakers out of, I have a bag of pistachio shells that I saved for another purpose entirely. There's a way you can make flowers out of them, you know, because they look like... I dropped one. Because they look like petals if you do it right. And I never got around to doing it. So I have a bag full of pistachio shells. Also, I love pistachios, so, you know, it was no hardship to eat them first. So, yeah, that's what my shakers sound like. And since I was looking up stuff about making homemade percussion, I did try making a duct tape drum out of a can. I really, really don't like the way it sounds, though, so you're not going to hear that. That's probably just going to get thrown away, because, oh no, it's an empty can and, you know, a few feet worth of duct tape. So I'm looking for ideas if anyone has any experience with making homemade percussion. And if you don't, that's fine too. You can just tell me how ridiculous all of this sounds. I'll probably do some recordings, not necessarily to share, but I'll play with them and see how I can edit them to make them sound less like pieces of plastic. But I thought it would be fun.